Our readings today serve as reminders of what is our focus, what is to be our focus, what it is that we are about. From Joshua to John, we are called to task. What is it that you believe? Who is it that you follow? Do you follow God, or is there some other God that has your devotion? Are the teachings of Jesus too difficult, or are you willing to let him be the guiding force in your life? In the letter to the Ephesians that we continue to track piece by piece each Sunday during this time known as ordinary, Paul tells us to clothe ourselves with the power of God. And while that militaristic language used in conjunction with a God of grace and love may initially be off-putting to some, the sentiment of drawing strength and perseverance from that same God is comforting. Each of these readings, along with the collect, remind us that we are first and foremost those who have been called by God to be his people in the world. They call us to be different from the world, to transform and not be transformed by the world. Sometimes it looks like those lines are blurry. Sometimes it's hard to tell what is of the world and what is of God. God never promised that this journey we are on as his people would be easy. God only promised that we have nothing to fear as long as he is our focus. Paul affirmed this in his own way, in his own time, by telling the people of Ephesus that they should put on the armor of God, the belt of truth, and the breastplate of righteousness, and the shield of faith. He then added shoes, which will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. And it may be difficult to reconcile in our minds shoes that proclaim a gospel of peace with a sword of the Spirit. But this is first century rhetorical style, not 21st century news. That said, in some ways, it was equally inflammatory. Paul was provoking his hearers to get busy, to be engaged and involved, as was Joshua, as was Jesus, as is our newly elected presiding bishop, and as am I. Where is our focus? Who are we? What are we about? Those are the questions we are being asked today in our readings, and we are always being asked by Jesus. On the surface, we can give quick and perfunctory answers. We know all the right answers. Yes, we are members of the church. Yes, we attend regularly, sort of, whatever that means. We take part in Beans and Rice. We do Lobster Fest. We think Foothills Day Camp is a really good idea. We who are here today are probably pretty concerned about our spiritual well-being and are concerned about the future of the church. Where is our focus? Who are we? What are we about? Where is Jesus, and what does Jesus have to say to us today? What Jesus has to say to us today is the same thing that Jesus has to say to us every day, which is, will you follow me? Will you not get caught up in the rules like the Pharisees? Will you see my face in everyone you encounter? Will you stop putting politics in front of me? Will you truly follow me? Jesus has something to say to us, and our whole lives should reflect what Jesus has to say. Jesus says things that are calendar cultural, things that, as our newly elected presiding bishop has said, sound downright crazy. Jesus says things like, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Turn the other cheek. And offer forgiveness 70 times 7. Jesus demands that we love each other and that our lives reflect the abundant grace and love that we have been given. Jesus also has something to say for those who don't care for those who have none other that will care for them. Jesus has something to say about the poor, the widowed, the orphaned, the disenfranchised. Are we followers of Jesus? Jesus said to all who gathered around him, the multitude, as it was described in earlier passages, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." The disciples, we are told, heard this and said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" It is difficult to follow Jesus. Jesus never promised easy answers or a smooth ride. What Jesus promised his followers is that we would walk with him to the cross, that we would take up our own cross and follow him. If we truly focus our lives on Jesus, we will go through times of trial because we will not gel with the talking heads in culture. If our heart is with Jesus, we will be marginalized just as he was. If we focus on the gospel and on Jesus, no matter what we go through, we will get through and be closer to being the people that God has called us to be. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name. That was the collect for today. That was the prayer that we collected ourselves and gathered ourselves with. Thanks be to God that we are not left to our own devices. Thanks be to God that we are strengthened to be the people God has called us to be. Thanks be to God that this part of God's kingdom and all of God's kingdom has the gift of God's grace and the opportunity to focus on his Son and our call to be followers of Jesus. Amen.